at the hour that is before us with conversation, information. What did you say?
The hour of power.
It is. It could be. That was an old religious, it was a church show. I remember when I was first getting started, Kenny, I bet you do too, when we were pups doing all the things we had to do for $1.50 an hour. It included the weekend stuff. We had to play all of the tapes, the recorded stuff. And one of them was the Hour of Power. With
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was Schiller, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, early on. All right, so we have a lot of echo from Roberta. We'll have to realize, is that on the air or is it just me that's hearing all of that? The usual slapback that we get. This is the only time that I talk about technology. It really is bad, Michael. So we're going to have to do something about it. In the meantime, I was about to have Roberta give us the info on the Queen of Sheep coming up. We'll figure out how to give you that information in the next 10, 12 minutes. Meanwhile, the issues of the day are the things that people are talking about. The health care website, the glitches, the president. Can we, like, take Roberta out, Michael? Because that's really bad. Obama talking in his speech yesterday about how smoothly things should have gone. Wow, isn't that great? Thank you, Mr. President.
And there should be world peace, too, by the way.
Of course there should be. There should be no deficit. There should be no debt. There should be no murders. Speaking of that, the two people who are dead in the Nevada school shooting and the other shooting on the Las Vegas Strip yesterday, it just doesn't serve our purpose to have a conversation about this, because the conversation will go no place. Anybody disagree with that? Kenny, do you disagree? Have you got anything on the Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show social media site that would counter that? I mean, I'll spend some time on it if people want to, but I don't see where it gets us.
No, it's a lot of the same kind of stuff on both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to belittle anybody's opinion, but it's you know, I hate to sound like, you know, it's just another shooting, but it's another shooting, and a lot of the reaction is the same.
Right. 888-302-3684. Let's pause for a moment, get a few things worked out here, and we'll continue with our conversation on Good Day.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yep, each is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
All right, this is 12 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let me see if I can adjust my tinfoil myself here. Mm-hmm. Governor Christie in New Jersey.
Sliding right into the middle, isn't he? Getting ready for the big run for president.
Abandon the legal opposition to same-sex marriage in light of the recent court rulings. The announcement came just hours after all those couples. You see all that?
Yeah, it was huge.
Papers in New York. Roberta, what are the papers in New York and the local television stations must be having a field day with this gay marriage thing in New Jersey. Apparently not. Well,
yes, so. They are, Doug.
Yeah. I can answer that. I'll play the part of Roberta. I believe that they would be, yes.
Okay.
It's okay. It's Mercury in retrograde. There are technical problems everywhere.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. All right. That's true. I forgot about that. And I'm, you know, but I have an attitude. I used to have an attitude that was full of fear about Mercury going into retrograde.
Oh, you can't fear it. You just have to laugh and go.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's working.
Right. Here's the thing. Every problem has hidden in it an opportunity so powerful that it dwarfs the problem. The greatest success stories created by people who recognize a problem and turn it into an opportunity. So what's the opportunity in this situation? all right, anyway, little things.
I
you're
have
right,
one
little.
To showcase your resilience.
Thank you.
Yes.
There is a discussion, an ongoing discussion of some note and import about the administration trying to reduce the number of cases of cancer in our country. We've talked about it a couple of times here, and I find some of the responses and the messages I'm getting that are addressed to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And Kenny, maybe you have some of this on Twitter. For those of you who don't know, during the summer, there was a group from the National Cancer Institute, which is the main government agency for cancer research, that got together and published a paper proposing that the term cancer be reserved for lesions with a reasonable likelihood of killing a patient if left untreated. Slower-growing tumors would be called a different name, like indolent lesions of epithetal origin.
Whatever the heck that is. Is this just supposed to make us feel better?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not sure whether it makes you feel better or whether they're just trying to... What was the speculation earlier, Kenny, that they wanted to have fewer cases so it looked like they were doing...
Curing things, yeah.
Yeah, doing better.
Move the goalposts.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So... Here's a, let's see, some of the things that have come in here on this thing. These people have no morals at all. Inside, they are empty shells because they know that they are evil, and God knows it. Mr. Obama is the closest thing to the Antichrist. What is that?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Those are strong words. I mean, I'm no fan. Those are strong words, even by my standards.
You can't say he's an amateur and incompetent and also the Antichrist.
You could. He
you
just
can.
Could. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Tammy says the Republicans and the rhinos need to go and run against the Democrats because the progressives are the ones who want to change this. Really? All right, let's see here. What other clever fodder do we have for a conversation? Mr. Obama compares himself to Thomas Jefferson. Does he? I don't know. Have I ever heard Obama? Have you ever heard Obama compare himself?
No, he compares himself to a lot of people.
Yeah?
He does.
Well,
anyway. He buys his hype.
And so is this all, I'm looking at this page after page of this stuff, a lot of press was slow on this, because this has been going on since the summertime. Did you know that the discussion of changing the definition of cancer started in late July and really has just now, end of September, first of October, was the first time I saw something on this. Anybody else see anything? And under the circumstances...
I haven't seen about changing the name of cancer, but did you hear...
Changing what gets put into the categories of cancer, what's serious and what isn't so serious. Anyway, did I hear
Did you hear about the conspiracy theorists who have been coming out of late saying that there really is a cure for cancer because none of the American presidents have ever died from it?
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
I think that's really interesting. And, and, you know, it does point it out. I don't know if I buy into it, but it is something interesting to consider.
There is a cure for cancer. I can't speak to research being done why no president has ever died from cancer, but there are plenty of examples of people going to Canada and using sulfur drugs that are legal up there, people going to Mexico and using Laetril and things that are legal down there, people going to Europe and getting all kinds of treatments for cancer that are legal over there, and in unless the cancer is so far invaded your body or your organs that there's no turning back, there are a lot of people who have had treatment for cancer that's not legal in our country that have survived wonderfully well.
Well, that happened with my dad. I mean, he was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And I actually had a drug imported from Japan that is the gold standard for liver cancer in Japan, but which is not available here because it's not FDA cleared.
Yeah.
Well, and I had to get a special approval from the FDA to import it, and it was an injectable drug, and I was the only one who could give it to him. I had to be trained to do it. But it's another example of what you're saying, Doug, of there are things overseas that you simply can't get here.
Did it cure him or just give
it? Well, he was too far along to be cured, but they had given him under 3 months, and he lived a year and a half with a very good quality of life until the very end.
There are people, there are those who would say, remember Steve McQueen who went to Mexico to get Laetril? There are people who have gone to Canada to get these sulfur drugs, and they didn't survive. Well, as you just suggested, if you don't catch it in time, there isn't anything. Once the cancer gets into your organs, forget it.
I mean, he was diagnosed as stage 4, so, you know.
Yeah. But there are other things that can be done. It seems to me eating the proper diet. There are all kinds of things. One, cancer is so broad, the term. Maybe there is something to the idea of redefining what it's called, because the cancer term so applies to so many different things. But whether or not, if you have it or you've had it, the one thing that Roberta said that I think is worth repeating is that we have a lot of things that are available that are not legal, and you question why. That is a very...
What's the drug companies?
The drug companies. They're making so much money, right. All right, let's get our Queen of Cheap report, find out where the freebies are from Roberta and the Queen of Cheap.
She's the queen of singers.
The diva.
The queen of cheap singers. I love that. Sounds like a backup group.
Like the Stephanettes.
Exactly. Let's start with Famous Footwear just for Jen. Hey, Jen, 30% off your entire purchase coming up this weekend.
Yay. The only thing I like better than shoes, cheap shoes. Yay.
Yes, cheap shoes. Exactly.
How do they fit your feet? If you have cheap shoes,
they're going to
hurt.
They look cute.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, they have to fit well. Yes. When I find a pair of shoes that are comfortable, I buy one in each color.
Really?
And sometimes two. Oh, yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yes. The North Face. I love the North Face. When it's cold, that's what I go to. I go to my North Face coat. Well, right now you can get them 60% off plus free shipping. These rarely go on sale. They usually cost a bundle. But 6pm.com has it up to 60% off, and you don't have to pay for shipping, which is incredible. Banana Republic, today only 40% off your entire purchase. You want to save big at Banana Republic? Now is the time to do it. We have the special coupon code for you at DougStephan.com. Here's clothing for your pictures, Michaels, 50% off plus another 25% off custom framing. And clothing for your iPad, a free slipcase. That's over at from Targus from Tiger Direct.
Check it out. The Queen of Cheap Box is directly in the center of the DougStephan.com website.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
To at least one television program. Later on in this hour, Jennifer will have the television report. Right now, though, from Team Shelton, Brian Pounds and Austin Jenks sing To Love Somebody. Clank it up and crank it up, Mike. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what the I like this one a lot.
Yeah. If I so we can't identify, but I'm guessing that's Austin Jenks there singing. Brian, both of them. I like it when they're singing together.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's not, I don't like that at all.
You don't like it when they sing together, or you don't like this song?
No, I don't like it when they sing together.
Really?
No, well, like this song either.
It's very soulful, though. I think it's very soulful.
We've heard a lot worse, Kenny. Don't you think we've heard a lot worse?
No, we've definitely heard worse.
Yeah. That Greek song on American Idol is painful.
All right, so anyway, what happens here is Blake selects the winner, and the winner is Austin in that battle. Next contest from Team Adam, James Irwin and Matt Szymanski sing Counting Stars. What do we know about this song, Jennifer?
Not a whole lot, actually.
Kenny? Anything about this song?
I don't know this song.
I don't either. Normally when they put these people together, because when they're selecting them, these guys must be thinking in their minds, okay, how can I pair these people
they
up?
They tend to pair the ones that have similar vocal styles or similar genres, because you don't want a team of country singers with Blake. You want one really good one.
I think there's a good match here.
I do, too.
Don't you think? One Republic did this song, Michael says. Thank you, Michael. I wish I knew who One Republic was.
I do know who they are.
All right, and who are they?
They're new. Popular.
Thank
young
you.
Kids love them.
Yeah, all right, thank you. All right, so here, Adam picks James. He says the performance, he didn't like either one of them, which we find hard to believe. Anyway, he picks James Irwin to continue on. Next contestants at the Voice last night, Destiny Quinn and Lena, is it Guadenzi, I believe? Team Christina. Not Ready to Make Nice is the song.
It's a chick song, I do know that.
Is it?
In response to President Bush.
Wobbling and warbling. What do you think, Roberta?
Yeah.
She's Christina. She always wants them to do this, to be like her, but not everybody is like her.
Mm-hmm. She picked Destiny as the winner of that contest. Alina's out. Adam stole Lena. Interesting.
Okay.
All right, now let's see here. Have we had enough of this? Or you want one more?
One more.
Team Adams, James Wolpert, and Will Champlin. Closing up the show.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible. All right, both of those are horrible. All right, enough of that.
See, we have heard worse.
He was right.
When they're that off-key, you wonder if their in-ear monitors are working correctly, if they're actually hearing the music.
Do they have in-ear monitors, or are they listening to what's on the floor? The monitors on the floor versus what's... Do they actually have...
I think they probably have in-ears, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Really. Yeah, if you listen, you notice when you see somebody performing, often it looks like there are speakers on the floor.
Ear.
Right. Or they, yeah, sometimes they do that under the circumstances. Let's see, in the next half hour of the Good Day program, Jennifer's going to check the television report. We have animal news that's very important for us to overview. And Ariel Castro's neighbor is in the news. And so we'll find out. I didn't even remember that this guy existed.
He's
plus
the McDonald's guy, right?
No. That's the McDonald's guy. No. This is somebody that you haven't heard much about. Okay. Plus, are there too many pizza parlors around? We'll discuss that. 28 after the hour here.
New Yorker.
On Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Good eating habits, yes, they get results. Certain physical problems are directly related to diet, and you can protect your pet from serious illness by feeding him right. High blood pressure in dogs and cats is more easily regulated when a pet trims down. Even certain types of diabetes, if detected early enough, can vanish if you change and reduce a pet's diet. Other pet problems, such as hip dysplasia, are treated much more easily in a thin pet. Clearly, when his hip and back region isn't burdened with all those extra pounds, his bone structure suffers less stress, and it's much easier for the hips and legs to support the rest of the body. The bottom line is this, folks. Eating right is just as important for your pets as it is for any other member of the family. Canine and feline obesity is really, really at a major stage right now. It's probably one of the most common problems vets see. By keeping your dogs and cats at the right weight, they'll live a lot longer and live a lot happier, and their quality of life will be better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm Doug / Dudley, and there's Roberta / Actually, she could be the teeth person, the tooth person. Jennifer, we're just laughing.
I totally Jennifer just won a prize.
Was That's listening cool. so to Roberta funny. And wanted to know if she was flossing her teeth. This is how we
And I was right, by the way, the she was. Yes, hour flossing her teeth.
The Good Day Program. Lovely. The neighbor of Ariel Castro, Mr. Elias Acevedo, has been arrested. He pled not guilty to murder charges. Apparently he was involved with Mr. Castro in the murders of two women. Castro's arrest prompted investigators to take another look at what goes on in that neighborhood. They've concluded their investigation with the arrest of Mr. Acevedo. $5 million bond yesterday.
Ooh.
Police discovered that he was a convicted sex offender, had failed to report his current address, accused of kidnapping, raping, and murdering another one of the neighbors. This is a great neighborhood.
Perfect, yeah.
I'd like to live in this neighborhood.
Been there.
Yeah.
Huh? Whew. Anyway, I'm just...
No. How do you, if you're apparently a mom in that neighborhood, like, how do you react when you hear all this stuff that was going on?
Well, in this circumstance, apparently...
Kids on a leash.
You get a gun.
This guy, I don't even... had children with these women, and then after he had the children with him, he dispatched the women. No, this other guy.
Oh.
So it wasn't just Castro that was up to this.
So he would have children with him, and then he would off them.
Yeah.
And then keep the kid?
Yeah.
How'd they explain that?
I don't want to go any further into this. Enough already. 888-302-3684. There are... this is the kind of stuff that we confront. See, this program is aimed at making you feel better about what's going on in your life. I don't know whether that's because we're telling you stuff that makes your life look great in comparison to some of these other people. What? But... I work very honestly. I don't want to sound like Bill Clinton. I work so hard at this job. It is very difficult sometimes, some days better than others, to root through the chaff to find the good stories that are of import, like the Obama healthcare stuff. I mean, you can get your panties in a twist about that, but there's nobody getting hurt. And that's sort of just if you're wondering what my philosophy is about doing this, I don't want to have sort of like the gun thing, the shoot 'em up in Nevada. What are we going to talk about that for? why would we talk about it? Because there's nothing to be gained by having that conversation. Y'all know what happened. You heard the latest?
Y'all?
So, yeah, y'all know what's going on. And so, but there's sometimes things that are that come to the surface, like the report suggesting there are 30 million slaves in the world. Did you know that?
30 million?
There are 30 million slaves. Well, there are some in Australia, interestingly enough. Some in Haiti, Pakistan, India, China.
And if you
China.
Want to have a good day program.
See, I knew we could find a way of twisting
it's
it around.
True.
We could have, yeah, but you're not, you know, not
I'm
chained kidding. To the...
It was a joke. Yeah. Just a little humor to lighten up your slave talk.
Maybe not physically, but psychologically.
Again, a very good point.
Slave talk here on Good Day. So have I had but oh, I know.
That is a really high number, though. You're right.
That is a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. The United Nations is checking on the United States because they do not believe what we are telling them and the rest of the world about our drone strikes. According to the new report, drone strikes have killed more civilians than the U.S. has admitted. The report says 400 civilians on average the last few years killed by drone strikes in Pakistan alone. 100 in Yemen and other places where we have... Where else have we used drones, though? We haven't used them anywhere else, have we? Try to get rid of Al-Qaeda? Did we use a drone in Libya? Not Libya, but some other...
Syria.
Did we use a drone in Syria? Anybody? Kenny's used the up on that stuff. Why in the back of my mind am I thinking that we used... There was some drone... we didn't use the missiles, but we used drones in Syria?
I think we talked about it, but yeah. I don't think we've actually done it, at least not yet.
All right. There has been acknowledgement that there were civilian deaths, and the president says they will haunt us for a long time. But there has never been a real number or an admission from any United States official about this, because there's no transparency. The UN says the U.S. has created an almost insurmountable obstacle to transparency. So how do you feel about your government using drones, understandably, to go after some of the bad guys, but in countries where, you know, we're just there, and we kill civilians, and nobody understands why some of these people hate us as much as they do? Is there no correlation in your mind about why we, under the circumstance, we do this stuff? I'm not suggesting... I mean, it's like we're in a barrel, and we keep going around and around and around. We kill the terrorists, and they get more people upset, so they want to kill us. And so here we go. We're around and around, and where does it stop? And how does it stop? Or does it ever stop?
I don't know that it does, because if you back away, does it stop, or do they just attack harder?
Well, I don't think at this point. I think they look for the weak spots, and yeah. So is there no future for us being able to try to root this out? That's a question that I have, and it's maybe a rhetorical question. But under the circumstances, just think about it for a little bit. It's really pretty sad, and almost, it's like very dramatic, in a sense, when you think about it that way, and how many people are killed, innocent people, and that's what stirs up the average person. Not that the Al-Qaeda guys need any help stirring people up, but they use these things as tools to recruit people to do what they want to do. The average person doesn't agree or approve of what Al-Qaeda is doing, but they get involved in these things. Can you imagine family members? Let's say there are 400 people in Pakistan. How many family members do you think are upset about those 400 people having been killed by drones that came from the United States? And under the circumstances, the U.S. killed my mother or my sister or my wife or whomever. I want to get revenge. You don't think that's a breeding ground for that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Think it through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in some cultures.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about animals.
Animals.
Remember last week we saw that that horrible-looking creature that washed up on shore?
Yeah, it was
the oarfish. Yeah, the oarfish.
Another one.
Really?
Another one. Has this is on down by San Diego County, where you are in Oceanside.
Yep.
Did you see this? What are the pictures? The
How
local.
Big?
I think this one was 15 feet.
Wow.
Do they know what it is? They're all the folks from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration down there trying to figure out what this carcass is all about. But the one.
Well,
Go ahead.
They've just said it was an oar fish, like the one that was found in near Catalina last week.
I never heard of or saw an oar fish before. Did you? Anybody?
Yeah, I know what they are. They're named that because they look like oars.
But are they that big, usually? 15, 18?
Yeah.
First
in fact,
one was
they grow even
18 feet.
Bigger than that. They can grow quite large.
And what do they do? Are they dangerous? Or are they just
I think they're
massive?
Deep water fish, aren't they?
They'd have to be. Could you see that floating at the surface? Somebody would talk about it.
I'm not sure. I'd want to encounter anything.
It can grow up to 56 feet in length.
Oh!
It's
really?
A big sucker.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I wonder if they can shoot a basketball. We need some help on the lake. 56 feet.
They found them
right
all oceans around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Pizzerias. Too many
are you
or not?
Okay? You're like animals. Pizzerias.
I want to go, but we're giving
like
you bits and pieces of information.
You're doing so your Linda Richmond. Pizzerias. Disgust. Animals. Yes and no. Golden grams. They need the golden no grams. Disgust.
Animals. There's a big uproar over Walking Dead because they sacrificed all these pigs.
Really?
They fed pigs to the zombies, yes, so there's a big brouhaha.
Roberta's playing. You set a topic, she gave you a news story.
I mean, never mind that they offed, you know, several hundred zombies in this episode, and the zombies killed, oh, a couple of dozen people in this episode. Everybody's upset about the four or five pigs.
Really? Perfect.
Because Rick had to distract the zombies, so he took the little piglets and he slashed their sides
even
so they would bleed.
Zombies love bacon, Roberta.
And then they kind of tossed them out to the zombies. So everybody's upset about that. Never mind all the people that were, you know, totally killed by zombies. No, that doesn't matter.
Roberta and their television report.
I know.
All right, before we get to Jennifer's television report.
Pizza,
there, yeah.
Yeah,
there is a... I just haven't...
Is that bacon?
Out of the... Edge of my eye, don't lose control, ladies, calm down. The wondering mind that I have wonders about this. When you travel in any community, I just happened to notice this, I think the day before yesterday, I was driving around Framingham, and I counted 14 pizza places on one stretch of Concord Street, which is one of the main streets that goes through and across town. So I'm thinking to myself, how many pizza places must there be? I looked in the phone book. Framingham has 149 pizza places. How many pizza places
now? For how many people?
Framingham, 70,000.
Okay. So what's 70,000 divided by 149?
Well, why would you need 140, even in New York City, in your neighborhood? How many pizza places are there in your neighborhood around where, I'm just trying to think, walking around your neighborhood. I didn't see, I think
oh,
I remember seeing
dozen,
one.
At least.
In your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, at
there's
least.
More than 140 pizza places in here.
Got to be a couple of dozen of Ray's.
Oh, yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
All
right, so what about you, Kenny, where you are in that town?
Oh, yeah. That's I'm in a very small mountain suburb of San Diego, and there's four that are near me.
Do they all stay in business? They all do plenty of business? They all healthy?
Yeah.
There's lots of money in pizza and pasta. There's no question about that. But at what point do you think there are too many? Jennifer,
okay,
your
Sunland is a really small town, would we say?
Yeah.
Sunland is small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Giamella's. We have Domino's. We have Pizza Hut. We have Uno. We have Double Deal. We have Big Mama's. We have Franco's.
And up, all
that's
going
seven,
up the hill?
And that's in not even a mile radius of each other.
Wow.
Actually, here they say there's 362 local pizza joints in Manhattan.
362
in Manhattan.
Well, that seems to make more sense than 149 in Framingham.
Well, how do you know there's 149?
I look at the phone book. I just
you
grabbed the phone
them?
Book. I'm looking on the restaurant page of the phone book during the last commercials, and I'm looking, and I counted them.
You sure it's only, like, in Framingham? You sure they're not, like, outlying areas as well?
That's a good point, because it's the Sudbury, Marlboro, Framingham,
right.
Southborough phone book. Okay, I'll look better. I'll look more. But even
even
in this little
number.
I mean, all right, so let's say it's a 10-square-mile area. 149 pizza joints? How can they sustain themselves?
Because everybody eats pizza. And everybody order. I mean, it's the most convenient thing when you are out. It's one of the
I'm
only places
bet
that deliver.
That there are some places, folks that are listening to me, where there have been pizza joints that have been closed or are closing because there's too many of them? I mean, is this too
many? You've got to count nail salons now. How many nail salons are there in your
phone book? Gosh. And pot dispensaries in my area.
Exactly.
That's why there's so many pizza places.
Are all of
the
nail salons run by Asian women?
Oh, that's stereotypical, but yeah.
Oh, a lot of them, yeah.
I didn't say are they run by slanted-eyed people.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you didn't hear there's a controversy.
Okay, so in TV news.
In the last hour, we were talking about this group, and Jennifer didn't think I was telling the truth. The patent office has turned down a request from a singing group, a musical group, to call themselves Slant, because they were all Asians. And they had a song called Slant-a-Claus. Santa Claus is coming. So Jennifer thought I was making it up. Jennifer?
I did. And I apologized. I said, I will never doubt you again, boss.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. So that's people are going to remember that.
Day.
All right. Wait a minute. What story do you think people are going to remember today coming out of this program? The yakety yak about Obama and the health care, blah, 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 blah. Are you going to think they're going to remember about the pizzas? They're going to remember about the slant? And they're going to remember the oak fish, oarfish, whatever it's called.
Oarfish. Right?
Yeah. All right. And Jennifer's television report in 60 seconds. They're going to remember that, too.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I dare you to do that on the air.
You want flowers? What do I get?
You get free TV with no monthly bills. How many people are being influenced by all this advertising? The feds have made television network broadcast giants provide free TV signals. You can buy this. I wonder about this, Jennifer, if you've checked this out. The number of people who are now buying these antennas so you can get free TV.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. I'm looking at it's called, this particular ad's for something called XS454, whatever that is.
There's a lot of models
Clearcast.
Out there. You can do, and even your cable company has to give you like a basic model now that the rabbit ears won't work. Yeah.
So that's fair. That's actually better, I would think. This Clearcast looks like an interesting device, though.
Yeah, and they're advertising everywhere, by the way.
They
you
seem
should call
to be.
Them.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. What do we have going for us in terms of television news there, baby Kate?
Dead pigs. Funeral.
Roberta, can you can it for a few minutes while Roberta does
Jennifer
does a report?
It's a funeral for Breaking Bad fans. Apparently, the fans are still mourning the loss of the AMC series, which ended its run last month. And here's a spoiler alert. If you haven't caught up, turn off your radio. A group of devotees held a funeral for Walter White. That's Bryan Cranston's character, because apparently he bought the farm in the last episode of Breaking Bad.
Getting a little too serious here, these two. People.
Yeah, so they did this at a real cemetery. They had a hearse followed by a white RV, led the procession through Albuquerque to the cemetery where an empty coffin was placed in a real gravesite marked with the headstone. That means someone paid for it, by the way. Right. It was a charity event that raised nearly $17,000 for Albuquerque's health care for the homeless. So there you go. TNT has renewed Franklin and Bash for a fourth season. CBS has given full season orders to their freshman comedies Mom, The Millers, and The Crazy Ones. NBC has put Parks and Rec on hold. We talked earlier in the week about the move on that night, so they'll be off for 3 weeks at Parks and Rec.
51 after the hour. This is a good day.
Feeling.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, and at this time on Tuesdays, we bring you up to date with some of the things that are going on in the crowdfunding business as the times are changing, time-honored principles of success not changing. However, Mike Hayes is here, caught up with author Greg Reed, who's just updated the Napoleon Hill classic, Think and Grow Rich. This ought to be good. I'm very interested in this, and I bet you are too. So you want to be rich? If you want to apply it to the digital age, here's Mike Hayes.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm Mike Hayes, your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. I was only 22 years old when a friend of mine suggested that I read Think and Grow Rich, the classic book by Napoleon Hill. The success stories in this single book have launched millions of entrepreneurs on their own journeys. So, when I saw that the Napoleon Hill Foundation has chosen a new author to update this classic for the digital age, I knew I wanted to speak to him. Greg S. Reed gives us an updated take on the time-honored messages about entrepreneurial success in his new book, Stickability. So I had to ask Greg to talk about the heritage of Think and Grow Rich for Startups in Action and update your formula for success.
In 1908, over 100 years ago, an aspiring magazine reporter named Napoleon Hill gained access to the richest guy of the world, Andrew Carnegie. And what happened is Carnegie took a liking to him, and he gave him an opportunity to go meet all of his friends, to pick their brain, to find out the first ever formula for success. He wrote him a letter of recommendation that opened up the doors to people like Edison and Einstein and Ford and Alexander Graham Bell. Well, fast forward 100 years, in 2008, the president and CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation wrote a similar letter and gifted it to me. And they gave me the opportunity to go around and meet today's top iconic figures to find out their formula for success. And instead of talking about wealth and prosperity, I did it from a different perspective. I did it about not quitting, about having stickability, about finding something that you believe in and never let another person or yourself talk you out of your dream.
You know, today, many entrepreneurs have woken up and we found ourselves in the digital age. Things have changed underneath us. We're in a new economy. a new world of finance with crowdfunding, and pretty much everything has changed. So how has the formula been adapted to today's world?
That's the best thing, Mike, is that the messages, the morals, the laws of success have not changed. It's just the delivery system has changed. I mean, the realities are, you know, good stuff ain't cheap and cheap stuff ain't good and do what's right. I mean, those are principles that have stood the test of time. The only difference is where Napoleon Hill interviewed people like the Rockefellers and Woolworth and JCPenney, I'm interviewing people like Steve Wozniak from Apple and Marty Cooper, who invented the cellular phone, and Frank Shankwitz, who started the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Iconic figures of today that people will relate to on a more intimate level.
Could you define stickability for us?
Stickability is the power of perseverance. It's the ability to stay the course through against all odds. And that sometimes can be other people's negative naysaying, or it can also sometimes be the distance between our ears. Unfortunately, so many people let themselves talk them out of their dreams that they never come to life. Bill said it himself. Our greatest success will always come just one step beyond our greatest setback. So when we're faced with adversity, when we're faced with challenges, good news. You're in good company. All great leaders did. First there's a dream, then there's a challenge, and then there's victory. Most people quit in the challenge. This book will help you persevere so that you can have victory too.
You know, there's so much uncontrolled criticism online of startups today that I feel like we're kind of killing our own young. We're not really giving startups room to make mistakes, or almost like open a playoff Broadway where you work out the bugs and then you go big. But gosh, they're so open to negativity online today. How do you deal with that?
Seems like each and every person I interviewed, everyone said they were crazy. And whether they sold them to their face or they do it online, people have been facing criticism since the beginning of time. And it's the people that have the craziest, the wildest dreams that also create the wildest and the craziest opportunities. So to me, it's just part of the process. As long as the student's ready, eventually this message will sink in and the teacher will appear.
All right, very good.
Mike, you're a rock star. I really appreciate you taking the time with me.
If you are waiting for your own teacher to appear and wish to update your own approach to success or learn about crowdfunding to help you finance your own entrepreneurial project, just contact me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes, your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.